This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Our House, Joy 94.9's program about where and how we live in our diverse community. We will explore all aspects of real estate, but please seek professional advice before making financial decisions. My name is David Gale.
And my name is Russ Masterton. Whether you're singing Christmas carols, buying Christmas presents, selling, renting, sharing or upsizing, downsizing, or even just thinking about where you'd like to live in this glorious town of ours, Melbourne, this is the GLBTIQ, a real estate show for you.
You got it right this time. Hi, Russ.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Russ.
Hey, Paulie.
Hi, Paul.
I'm Paul McClure. It's feeling very musical. There's one criteria for the music that we play on the show, and that is that it must have something to do with houses or homes. And tonight is no exception.
Oh.
Some brilliant music coming your way.
Yeah, there usually is, actually. I like your choice. Every week. I'm surprised.
Oh, I've still been dancing.
It's pleasant, really good.
Been dancing all week to last week's
Clubhouse
choice.
Was a bit of a hit.
Spun me out last week. I loved it.
Well, we look forward to your questions and comments about the show, and we'll try to address them if we can. So send us an email on air at joy.org.au by phone. Actually, don't by phone because there's nobody manning the phones at the moment.
Well, no.
By SMS 0427JOY949, which is 0427569949.
Well, here we are. It's Our House on tonight's show. We'll be talking about Christmas gifts. Ho, 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 as
Well, you know, there's only 11 shopping days until Christmas, so it is time to get those gifts organised. But, the theme tonight is really Christmas gifts for the home.
That's right. I haven't even started my Christmas shopping yet.
Well, probably a lot of people haven't.
No. Anyway, we're here to let all the Joysters know that there are fabulous and stylish gifts that Joe from Hunting for George is here to talk about giving or gifting, as they say.
We're also going to get Roberto on the line. If you remember Roberto, when he came in and talked about styling, he has some ideas as well.
Oh, yep. We'd love him. Italiano, yes.
Cappuccino, I think he called him.
Yep.
Roberto Cappuccino.
I remember him now. Yes, good evening.
And we have our own
Cappuccino.
We have our own ideas to add to that as well.
Yes. I've got a few great Christmas
Same
presents.
Same here. What about you, Paul?
Yes, I do. I've got a few.
Okay.
Excellent. So, of course, we'll be looking at current rates in the marketplace and some of the sales over the past weekend in our, and David's favourite segment, which is Rates Check. And
I love the Rates Check.
And we'll get the latest from my favourite personal news segment, which is called Lance on Days of Our Lives. I hope Bridge is still alive this week.
I know, me too.
Oh.
But listen, we're all here on a real estate journey and we're not the experts. So we've got the experts in to have a chat with us and to let us and you know all their experience, all their knowledge and to give you some bright and breezy ideas.
But thank goodness for experts.
I know. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a show.
Yeah.
Hi, come on into Our House on Joy 94.9.
Well, there we go. It's come to the most exciting part of our week. I can't believe it's come around so quickly.
It's here again.
It is. This is our Rates Check segment. Very exciting for many people out there.
I'm excited. What have you got happening tonight?
Well, you know, the rates have stayed stable again for another week. The only rate that has moved is CBA have increased their commercial rate. So they've just basically come in line with the big four. So
it's not a major change. It's going to affect us in our home loan rates
not
or
at
anything.
All.
It's not going to go up or down. Or it's like just like minor percentage points.
Exactly, exactly.
Basis points. I've learned that from this show.
I'm loving your work. So, as usual, we can look at the top five lenders, and the cheapest this week is Bank Australia, which is offering a home loan for 3.59.
Bank Australia? We haven't heard them before.
No, they're a new kid on the block.
Do you want to do a profile on them if they reappear next week?
I'd love to hear about it. I'll definitely do one on Bank Australia. We've got loans.com at 3.39%. UBank again for 3.74. State Trustees, 3.59. Mm-hmm. And Greater Bank Ultimate Home Loan Limited for...
don't know who they are.
3.59. So they're all...
A little bit of jostling in that lower end.
Yeah, and NAB is still our favourite as far as one of the big four that comes in under that 4%, and they're at 3.75%.
And so what's that loan called again? It's the Kickstart or Kick-Ass?
Kick-Ass. It's the Kick-Ass Choice Package Home Loan. Yeah.
You're not going to touch that. Okay. Right.
But what I thought we would talk about this week is that obviously rates are stable.
Yep.
Okay. The other thing that they spoke about on finance this week, that even though there's been all these announcements of, you know, negative movement in our economy and doom and gloom. What is important is consumer confidence is up.
Yeah.
So people are still buying things. They're still buying houses. Christmas is around the corner, and they're buying lovely things from homeware shops and all of this stuff.
So
it's all quite fabulous.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I think the Reserve Bank or one of the commentators might have said that although it was a blippy down quarter, it was actually the Reserve Bank. They said they expected a blip downwards for that last quarter.
Yeah.
And it could have been because of the long protracted election campaign as well, because this was the September quarter.
Correct.
And the figures came out in December. They expected things to tick back up afterwards. So, you know, it's not all doom and gloom, as you say.
If consumer confidence is soaring, we're all happy.
Yeah.
I thought I'd just touch briefly before we go to the tops and the bottoms, because we all know that, you know, I'm a top and Paul's a bottom. But naughty. We often talk about people here who want to go and get a bank loan and enter the marketplace.
Yeah.
And what we don't discuss, and this will be a good hot topic for next week's show maybe or a future show, is what if you've got a bad credit rating?
Yeah.
And a lot of what a lot of people don't know is that there are actually home loan specialists that specialise just in that area.
They're called low doc loans, aren't they?
They are. Well, the companies that are in the top two which look after bad credit ratings are Pepper's Home Loans and Freedom Home Loans. So if you've got a bad credit rating, that doesn't mean you can't go and go and get a home loan. So Peppers and Freedom are the ones to go for.
At the same time, it is probably good to maintain your credit rating as well. And often it can be just out of a mobile phone bill that you just left and tried to get out of and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
You've got to sort of, it does catch up with you.
And I think, what these specialist home lenders look at is the fact that you're, you know, you could lose your job, illness might come into play, all of those things. So
Look, do you want to move straight on to the Russ and Paul's? The tops and the bottoms?
Yes, I will, if you don't mind. So,
okay.
So auction this week, 1,269, 80% clearance.
High clearance rate.
Very good, isn't it?
Yep.
1,543, same time last year, 846 sold at
What was the clearance rate last year?
67%.
Much higher clearance rate.
Well, it's not as much stock on the market.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the reason. 994 were sold at auction. So, yeah, I mean, it's a classic week. Same thing we see week in, week out. But what is interesting is that clearance rate at 80%.
Yeah, it's remained up there all the way through. 79, 80, 81, 82. Tell me, what was the most expensive house that was sold?
I don't know about this. I have visited Templestowe on one of my moonlighting nights. Now, Templestowe...
Is that what you call it?
That's right, dear.
I can't tell whether you're going to say that Templestowe was the most expensive property or whether it was the least expensive.
No, it's the most expensive this week. Someone bought a house in Yolanda Court for $7,200,000.
$7 million in Templestowe.
That's right. They're the prices I would have expected to see maybe Albert Park or
Toorak.
Exactly.
Room for a pony.
Have you been to Templestowe?
When I was a child, and it was Orchards. That was a long, long, long time ago.
Oh, you're not that old. Now listen, in Templestowe they've got lots and lots of houses where they're big blocks and
swimming pools, movie stars, Beverly Hills.
Gorgeous. Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah. I think most of Melbourne's houses.
What are the suburbs we're in the top ones?
We've got Albert Park for $5,100,000, St Kilda $5 million straight, Malvern East for $4.8 million, and there's a place here called Aberfeldy. Paul Aberfeldy?
Oh, don't.
No idea.
Okay, we don't do Aberfeldy.
Could have picked up that Albert Park one with a knockout bid for an extra $10,000, like $5,010,000. That would have been an easy one to get.
Well, I couldn't have done Templestowe this week.
Apartments, top apartments?
Northcote, $2 million. Yes, Northcote, $2,270,000.
Must have beautiful views of the city.
Yeah, gorgeous. Armadale, $1,780,000.
Yeah.
Hampton, $1,725,000. Where's Aberfeldy, please?
Yeah, Moonee Valley area.
Oh, nice.
Moonee Valley.
Nice.
Oh, must be a little sub-suburb.
Yeah. Nine Coast, northwest of Melbourne.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's get
Hampton,
to the...
$1,700,000 in Glenyeris. $1,625,000.
Nothing in FARQ this week.
No, nothing in FARQ. We're over it.
Okay. But Glenyris. What about the bottoms? Come on, let's get a look at those sexy bottoms.
Oh, I know. Wiggle, wiggle. So the bargain of the week was, in fact, at Nor Lane. And for those of you who are from Geelong, we say hello to all of our friends at the City by the Bay.
That's
right. Or the G, as they call it.
Or Geelong.
G-Town.
Paul and I are ex-Geelong boys. We had a lot of fun down there.
G-Town.
Yeah, that's right. Show me the G. $170,000 for a three-bedroom home in Nor Lane.
$170,000?
I know. It makes me want to move back there.
Wow.
Thomastown, $262,000 for a house.
Gee, that's good.
Melton West, $265,000. Melton and Melton. So it's all in the Western Burbs.
Thomastown was how much? $262,000. So you could buy that and then sort of do it up over the years.
Yep. Now, this is the next part of the segment, is the part we're all melting on only 5 minutes ago.
Yes.
The cheapest flat of the week. Drum roll, please.
Auction result. Yes.
Grey Street in St Kilda. Someone bought a studio for only $47,000.
I still think that has to be a typo.
I've just done a little bit of research on it, and it is a beautiful, beautiful garage.
It can
be. And there's five views of it on the website. There's views of the front of the building, the big gates, and the garage door.
So
I don't know whether that would really be considered a studio. In fact, I think that the garage front could do with a little bit of a coat of paint.
Well, I'd move into a garage in St Kilda. Where wouldn't?
Why
it's
not?
Actually not a bad looking block. There's some nice view, but anyway, there's cars parked all around it as well.
$47,000.
Gee, that's good. What about real flats?
Okay, real flats. We've got Maidstone, $277,500. We've got Footscray, Franco Costa Territory, $281,000.
Gee, that's good.
Pretty good.
Werribee,
inner city.
Werribee, $290,000.
Okay.
And Frankstonia, $297,000. So, you know, I mean, of interest, the West is featured quite a bit in Best Buys this week.
And if you want to live in St Kilda for a low price,
in
it's going to be a garage.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a full garage.
Oh.
Not even a carport.
Not a carport.
Just big enough to put
a front door.
Just big enough to put that gorgeous fold-out couch in there and your car.
I know. Okay.
Rate check is complete and... I think we can easily tell people this week that $47,000 is going to get you somewhere to live in St Kilda. Who wouldn't want to live in St Kilda?
I know.
You're at home with David, Russ and Paul on Our House.
You certainly are on Our House with David, Russ and Paul. And also joined in the studio tonight, we have Joe Harris from Hunting for George. Hunting for George, if you remember... We had Lucy, Joe's sister, in, I don't know, one of our first few shows.
Yep.
And we talked about homewares that Hunting for George actually sell online because they're an online retailer. But we're not necessarily here to talk about that because it's 11 shopping days till Christmas.
Yes.
And we thought Christmas gifts that really are appropriate to the home. What am I going to get Aunt Gladys? What am I going to get Uncle George? All those different people that are in our lives. Look, I think getting something that's appropriate for each person is important. And don't you think so, Joe?
Oh, completely guaranteed, boys. Completely guaranteed.
Because I think we all have a lot of stuff and the last thing I want is more stuff. I want something that I can use.
You do. I think the key is to give something that isn't going to be re-gifted. Let's be honest.
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I hate that whole re-gifting thing.
Well, that's why, you know, things for the home are usually quite a good idea because they're going to be used as long as, you know, you think about the person a little bit for 5 minutes or even 4 minutes or 2 minutes. Not just sort of, I'm in the store, I'm in a large variety store and I'm going, I'll just get that.
Yeah. Look, you don't want a knee-jerk reaction, do you? For gift giving.
So I think maybe be making a list tonight and taking some of our suggestions the way to go. What do you think, Russ?
Well, I am keen to hear what Joe's got on offer tonight, because basically what happens to me every year, I leave my Christmas shopping to the day before.
Of course.
As one does.
Of course.
Then I hope I get some re-gift presents, because what happens to me is I've always forgotten somebody, and then I get something and I think, oh, there's the re-gift. And I'm really happy. But
we've got to get you out of that habit, don't we? We've got to get you out of that.
To avoid that, one of the things we noticed on your website when we went to it earlier this year was that there were suggestions for different situations. Yep. Now, I think I remember there was, I've been going out with this girl for 3 weeks. What do I get her for a birthday present or something like
what?
That?
Surprise for all tonight.
There were all these scenarios. So,
show of surprises.
Well, you know, she's a good friend and we just have lunch. Anyway. Right. But there were great suggestions on that website.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I guess if you start with, a scenario is a good way of putting it, to try and find something to give. And, so we've put a few together that we think will bring a bit of fun into choosing a gift, I guess.
What about, look, I'll put you on the spot straight away.
Mm.
You know, my partner's mother. What am I going to get my partner's mother? You know, we've been together for about a year and a half. I sort of like her, but not that much. But, you know, at the same time, I don't know what to get her for Christmas.
And there's a bit of pressure,
honest. Yeah,
you want to impress.
The mother-in-law. Look, the gaudy kind of crockery kind of comes out at Christmas, so you can bling it up a little bit with maybe some brass salad service.
Yeah.
Kind of a nice little start, under $40, so it's kind of a good price bracket.
I think that's probably enough for the partner's mother.
I think $40 is ticker box.
Yeah.
You can go with some extra kitchen goodies if you want, but...
Yeah, you don't want to spend more than your partner would on the mother-in-law.
Well, and also, treading on dangerous ground, because you never get between a partner and their parent. So you sort of got to avoid that.
Let's not cause a rift on Christmas.
But once again, it takes something. And I suppose that would be a gift that's sort of non-threatening.
Yep. Mm. She's going to be happy with. She'll
and
use.
Practical.
And you're saying, I want you to be healthy. I want you to eat more salad and use my salad service.
You big
while
fatty.
While thinking about me and serving your salads in summer. But that's a great homeware gift.
No ulterior motive whatsoever.
What trends are there? What's really hot in homeware gifts this year?
Do you know what? Beach. Yeah, I reckon if you want to find a gift that will impress, something that they can take to the beach. Beautiful round beach towel would be fun.
A round beach towel?
Yes, beach people. It's gorgeous.
Is that designed for more people to sit on?
Get cozy with the two of you on there.
Yeah.
No, it's perfect.
I've never seen a round beach towel.
That's a great idea, though, because I had a business colleague come into the office today, and we were chatting away, working in travel, I sometimes think that people are going to go off to these exotic destinations. And she and her family and kids are off to Wilson's Prom, and I said, wow, what a great idea for Christmas, New Year. And she said, it's perfect. We've bought everybody beach presents and it's going to be fantastic.
So that's on trend.
Nailed it in one.
So what else how much is a big beach round towel
worth?
Look,
you can pick one up for $110. Yeah. So that's not breaking the bank. That's doable. Portable radio. Like a waterproof one.
When I was a kid, they were called trannies when I was a kid.
Wireless.
It was a different word.
They were called wireless when I was young. Oh. Yes.
No, but the transistor was called a tranny, and we'd all have one, and we'd go down to the beach swinging them off our wrists because they had little straps on them. And a transistor would be a fantastic idea.
Well, it has been revamped. The transistor has come back.
Does it get AM and FM?
Both guaranteed.
Great.
Yeah.
Makes me think of one of those lovely songs. I like AM, I like FM. I think that was Wired for Sound. Don't sing on the radio.
You say AM, I say FM. AM, FM, let's call the whole thing off. Now, listen, transistors are a fantastic idea, because only last weekend we were out having a lovely Christmas party.
Yeah.
And what happened at this Christmas party? We had no music because we didn't have a wireless transistor radio there. So
there's still a good use for them.
Joe is so on the mark tonight. I'm in shock.
Well, because there is a need.
Well,
quite obviously, we've worked out tonight, there is a need for a transistor radio.
We've got MP3s and they're personal for one person. So,
well, people are going retro again. Vinyls come back. Yeah.
Apartments empty into the parks of a weekend. Yeah.
You can put it anywhere around the house. Okay, well, that's a great idea. What else do you have that's really trending at the moment? Because we're right on trend.
Well, Let's put another scenario.
Yeah.
All right. Long-term boyfriend / girlfriend or bestie, yep, where you want to drop some coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Willing. Well, you'd be spending over $150.
Okay.
I reckon.
Okay, that's doable.
It's doable. So you want to do something a little bit more generous.
Yeah.
What about, and I know you've had your eye on this for
I've
a while,
had my eye
David,
on this. I know
so
what you're
he's
gonna
waiting
say.
For someone
I
to
know
gift
what you're
it.
Say.
Oh, Paul, we've got to buy this
it
for
is,
him.
It oh. is. Disappointment will be coming if
Kris
not.
Kringle.
Titanium mm-hmm. clock radio. Ooh. The
they
sexiest
so
looking clock radio
stunning.
You have seen. Oh.
Really?
Yep. 200.
I was down at your warehouse and I sort of, and you know, there's bits and pieces and I just went, oh my God, I want that.
Mm, it's gorgeous.
Just
black.
Put it out there.
What drew you to it?
If you all put a little bit of money, it is just style. It is oozing with style.
Shake
just,
the can around
just,
the office.
It's bleeding style
do you
all
have
over the place.
That's right.
Maybe.
We do actually.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
money.
Possibly.
Surely your staff give you cash for Christmas.
I'm just thinking Christmas about 2040. If you all put a little bit in,
right.
$5.
Yeah,
when I was a child, we had the Christmas club and you'd put money into a certain bank and a little bit each week and it got torn out with a voucher. But it is stunning. Mm. And it's a couple of $100, but that's, you know.
Well,
what about a partner?
Well, true. You're going to keep them happy. It's going to look hot. You'll get to appreciate it too.
Certainly one that doesn't always get up in the morning and you go, you know what? I'm going to make sure you get up on time. Just set that alarm every night. But it is a beautiful, beautiful piece. There are some beautiful homewares.
You know, Joe, I'd love to ask you a question. Mm. I have got this partner that is hell to buy for. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference what I suggest. You know, it just doesn't happen. It's, you know, I buy perfume. I get, you know, lovely clothes and he just says, don't buy me anything.
Not good enough.
So I need to come down to your store. Do you have any suggestions for the difficult man?
We do. Plenty of suggestions for the difficult man. Do you get away much? Like what about a gorgeous weekender bag?
Travel a lot.
Yes, we do.
There you
what
go.
Sort of a bag?
Well, look, it's a beautiful weekender bag.
Oh, I love it already.
And it is divine. $269.
Yep.
There you go.
Bargain.
And then it's kind of, you know, keeping the peace. You're kind of aiming towards some weekends away and tick a few boxes
there.
Yeah,
it looks pretty good. Oh, I like the look of that. Actually, I'm just going to hang on to that over this side of the studio. But, like, you know, if you forget anything, oh, no, actually you brought everything in it.
Hi, come on in to our house on Joy 94.9.
Please come on in.
Tuesday night. Can you believe that?
No.
We're definitely in our house tonight.
God, it's 29 degrees outside.
Well, we're talking with Joe Harris about not it being 29 degrees, but about perfect gift items that you could get this year. Because ideas, we need ideas.
From hunting for George.
That's right.
Any ideas we need. If anyone's got a
all
good
ideas.
Gift idea.
All of the ideas.
For your home, for your house, please, by all means, send in the suggestion to 0427-JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au because we would love to read out your suggestions for the house for that someone special or Mr. Difficult, the difficult partner.
Oh, yeah, those difficult partners, those difficult people that you just don't know what to get for them. I'm heavily into food, as you well know, so I often do gifts that are related around food. And, Joe, you've given me an idea because there is a certain flat pack retailer where I often buy a little colander. They do this really nice sort of pale lemony-coloured colander, which, you know, you could use for pasta. So what I use that for is a receptacle for, you know, a packet of pasta and maybe a nice extra virgin olive oil and maybe a bottle of pasta sauce, and that becomes the gift itself. So instead of buying a box or something like that, you use that. Or you can get a salad bowl, and it could be a cheap salad bowl, and buy those beautiful salad servers you were talking about and put in a bottle of maybe salad dressing, a box of croutons, maybe some anchovies. There's a bit of like a Caesar salad sort of pack. It's a starter pack and it sort of works it all out like that.
That sounds fantastic.
The other sort of thing you can do too is maybe come up with a Caesar recipe that was one of your favourites and personalise it so you can say, oh, you know, Joe, don't forget to put the anchovies on the top and when you're poaching the eggs, remember how I taught you when you were a little girl and all that sort of stuff. Bang that out on your computer, put the recipe into the salad bowl so it looks like it really comes from you and the heart, salad servers, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, full points for thought process.
But like,
there.
You know, it's just thinking, you know, so-and-so likes salad or such-and-such likes making pasta and all those sorts of things. So
well, I actually took it to a different level.
Really?
because I thought I knew Joe was coming in tonight, and I really was very excited about the fact that I might be buying some new items. So really? What I thought would be a good Christmas idea would be to get a gift voucher at a declutterer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And can there are plenty of them. You can get a gift. So this person or persons would come into your home and declutter all of the crap that you've got in your house. So you can bring in all those.
So you can refill it with that.
Exactly. Well, exactly. What sort of charge are we talking about?
Oh, you can buy a gift voucher for any price. So, but certainly it's... some of the ones that I'd like to name that I found quite amusing are Little Miss Organized.
Ooh.
She sounds fabulous. Mm-hmm. Uncle Bob's. Clutter Rescue.
I've heard of Uncle Bob.
And Heavenly Order. Heavenly Order. So I think these are great ideas. So you ring them up, you pay XYZ money, and then they come into your house and they declutter, and they can do that before Christmas Day, and you get a couple of shelves ready for all the crap that everyone got you for Christmas, and away you go.
Also, balsamic vinegar. I think it's one of the best gifts as well. Sure, because, you know, I sell food and stuff like that. But, you know, one of the good things about that is that you give it to somebody and it's a gift that keeps on giving. So it's not going to go to waste. And also, I like to make Christmas cake around Christmas time. It still costs quite a bit to do that sort of thing. You can buy one as well, but I like to make it, cut it up, put it into a few sort of little cellophane bags with a bow on it, and that's always a gift because it comes from you itself, and people are going to eat that Christmas cake like they'll gobble it up.
Now, Joe,
if it's any good.
What's been your most fabulous gift that you've ever received for Christmas? Something that you just sort of think, oh, my God, I'll love you forever and I'm never going to forget you for this.
Oh, that's a good question. Do you know what? We bought our Christmas presents early this year.
Did you?
So last weekend, it's probably not the fanciest of presents, but they are the most to die for outdoor chairs.
Oh, I love them already. Yeah.
Already got sunburnt in them last weekend. They
road-tested them.
Tick a box. They were amazing, and I am loving them.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
The other thing that I found, which is backyardy all over again, is you can, in Melbourne, you can dial a tree.
What?
Yep, so you ring this company Dial-A-Tree and you get on their website and you choose some scrubs and shrubs and trees, and they'll bring them to Melbourne and plant them in your backyard.
Great idea. Yep,
so, you know, if you're time short or time
poor,
which I definitely am, I quite happily Dial-A-Tree, you know.
Wow.
I think it's a great idea.
Now, recently I bought a couple of throws from a very large retailer. They were $9.95, and you can throw them over a chair.
Oh, yeah.
You can also get cushions, which are a great way. We've talked about zhushing up, you know, certainly spring cleaning and all that sort of stuff. Now, that's at the cheaper end, but you can also get really luxurious throws. What can you tell us about throws, Joe throws.
Look, winter or summer, you can get the beautiful woolen ones. Yeah. You can snuggle up under the, you know, on the couch with, or the summer ones. You throw off the doona and you can sleep under. Look, you can't really go wrong. Just pick a colour that's not going to freak anyone out and will work well with a decor.
It's
and
nice
and
to
you're
snuggle
off.
Up in front
but
of.
But once
the
again,
fire,
they're not gifts that people are going to go, oh, what am I going to do with this?
No, you always need them.
Practical. Yeah. It's pretty.
Now, I think a gift
usable.
That would be, yeah, exactly. Paul, I think a handy gift that I've got this year that I would like someone to give me is I'm having a New Year's Eve party at my place, which will be just a little nosh up for a few friends. Anyway, and the reason I say this, we're heading somewhere, is that we would like to have a nude waiter, and I see Joe's got some lovely aprons there. So is an apron a good idea for a present, Joe?
Do you know what? Why the hell not? It's got to be a beautiful linen one, let's be honest.
That's right. Yes. Cover up the nude waiter. I think you have to sometimes. Well,
add a touch of style.
Yeah, I think
so. What? Just an apron and nothing else.
Well, that's all we need.
It's a little bit like wearing chaps.
It's a good looking apron.
That's fun.
Oh, chaps.
Yes, yes. That's my segue to you can also our favourite sewing machine people. It starts with
Swedish.
We're not allowed to be
Swedish.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're making chaps for the man who needs a bit of protection when he gets his chainsaw.
Yeah, I saw the photos online. And you do. You can't really go naked when you're using a chainsaw.
I like the idea of a linen apron for that nude waiter, though. That's a good idea. Paul, what did you find in your searches?
Well, I just thought personal really was the theme that came through for me. So stuff that you make yourself, and David's already touched on that with his homemade Christmas puddings or Christmas cakes.
Yep.
And just you know, so many people give picture frames.
Yes.
But you can zhuzh them up. You can stick stuff on them. You can repaint them. You can repurpose them. You can do all that sort of thing. Another thing that I thought of, and this is, you know, geared towards the people that are big social media users. If you've got, you take a lot of photos and you post them on social media, you pick out the ones that your friends have liked the most.
Yeah.
Get them printed up and give them, put them in a nice frame and give them to your friends.
That's a great idea.
You can actually make calendars. And one year I know I made a calendar called The Men of Iran. And I'd been on holidays with Russ, believe it or not.
Goodness.
And there were so
How
many
hot... How did I
not
know
Well,
about no, that.
There were hot men in Iran. It was a limited release. I'm sorry, Joe. But there were so many hot men.
Really, they would have sold really well in your shop,
Well,
Joe,
maybe, right? maybe. But it was weird because we were on holidays and one of the memories were The Men of Iran. And I turned that into calendar. And it's probably not too late to do that sort of thing, but it is that along those lines of personalizing things.
Yeah.
Now, I got a whole year's use out of that calendar. Every month there was a different hot man of Iran.
Mine's still in the shed.
Yeah, well, it kept on reminding in the shed.
Gift that keeps giving.
In his special place.
But it kept reminding me of the special times.
That one can't be re-gifted. No, it's got the wrong year on
it.
But it sort of reminds you of those special times. You know, a little bit like giving the balsamic that just reminds you about the friendship that you have and everything else. What else have you got on your list there, Paul?
Well, actually, number one was a pedestal fan because it gets so bloody hot in Melbourne over Christmas.
Good idea.
I also like plants. And look...
Plants?
Plants, because they're universal. And you can get a plant that suits pretty much everyone. If somebody doesn't have a green thumb, you get them something like a cactus that's not going to die that easily.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
And get maybe
a little bit more ornate.
Maybe get a nice pot.
That's right.
Yeah, nice pot.
I mean, gift giving, it's good to get a plant before a pet.
What's trending in pots at the moment, Joe?
Oh, we've got a few good pots. Pots and indoor plants are actually a popular gift at Christmas time because it's something that people can... It'll just fit in anywhere, really.
If it's a large plant, though, I would always say don't water it just before you give it because it makes it very heavy to carry.
No, that's probably a good tip.
You just for a couple of days before
And look,
Christmas,
ask advice, like where you're buying it.
Yeah.
Probably choose your pot first and then ask advice about the plant, I would say. From someone who knows what they're talking about.
Okay, look, we're with Joe Harris from Hunting for George, and we'll be back with a few more gift items in a moment.
Hi, come on in to our house on Joy 94.9.
Oh, we're jingling all the bells here on our house tonight because we're thinking about Christmas gifts and gifts for the home specifically. Have we got any suggestions coming in yet? I think we need some more suggestions, but like we have plenty of suggestions here. What's hot and what's exciting? Now, I saw in a major metropolitan newspaper today this fantastic looking cheese board. Now, the actual cheese board was made out of Tasmanian blackwood timber and it was $120. But I can tell you, you can also buy a very inexpensive little cheese board for, you know, $5 or $10. Mm. And it could be, you know, any sort of chopping board. And then you can buy a few little cheeses and put them on. Just remember that it's a gift that you need to do just before you go to visit that person. So whip them out of the fridge. Pop a bit of Glad Wrap over them, and there's your present, your wrapping, your receptacle,
and
you're
your
right
dinner.
There. Mm-hmm. And make sure they're little things that people can keep on to because, you know, they may not want to eat it right away when you get there, although they might just say, come on, let's crack a bottle and we'll get right into it.
Well, that's interesting. A lot of people who listen to our show would love a beverage, a fine white wine or something, Joe. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend people would carry these items in? Do you have any gifts?
What, like glasses?
Yeah, she might have a lovely portable esky thingy.
As opposed to the brown paper bag.
Yeah, I mean, tack it around.
Yeah, class act.
Look, a gorgeous wine bag.
Yeah.
We've got these beautiful wash paper, beautiful bags with a leather handle.
Wow.
So you can take your wine to your friend's house. It's looking beautiful. You do want to take it with you when you go, though. It's one of those ones, unless you want to be generous and gift.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. You can
also
get the cooler bags for it as well.
Yeah, but if you're going to, you know, like Carols by Candlelight or one of those outdoor things or one of the summer concerts, it's a little bit competitive. I'd rather whip out one of your bags.
It does, doesn't it?
I can tell you, one of your bags is going to look a little bit better on my rug than those people next door with a little six-pack esky.
Exactly.
Tacky.
Yeah.
Yep.
Made out of foam.
Very good.
Yeah. So, well, that sounds like a very stylish gift as well. What else do you think's going to be? Well, I mean, you know what people are buying as well. That's where we get the insight from one of our experts on Joy 94.9 on Our House.
Well, what about a cheap and cheerful?
Yeah.
For under 40.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the boys.
Yeah.
So we have these beautiful waxed solid colognes. And they're in these gorgeous little containers that fit in the coin pocket of your jeans.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
What are they? Sorry?
It's a solid cologne.
Oh, okay, fabulous.
Yeah, which you just, yeah, it's all wax-based. So beautiful.
Oh, I might get some of that.
Just
I can't
wipe it
tell
on,
you how
freshen
often,
up.
Well, I can't tell you how often I feel as though my cologne's worn off during the day.
Well, that's the thing.
Not usually, not the amounts that you put on.
It hasn't.
Just be careful. Whenever you walk through an airport with Russ and Paul, I think you'd know about this. Mm. Just stay away from the fragrances. He wants... poured fragrance all over me. And for about 3 days, I smelt like whatever it was, Eau Sauvage, and people were going, grrr, at me. Just keep an eye out on what happens
well,
there.
I've got a bit of a Chrissy idea. Now, look, there are plenty of people out there doing home renos at the moment, right? Mm. My idea of a gift to those people would be a night in a hotel somewhere. Mm. You know, if you're at home, if you're at home doing the home reno, you want to get them out of there and put them into...
Come and stay at my Airbnb.
there's a nice motel somewhere. You know?
Look, I'm just having a quick look at your website, Joe, and there's things like I've only got $20 to spend and there's gift ideas there. Mm. I want to bring out the big guns to impress my girl or my guy, either one. My sister always thinks my presents are lame. What's in that little section there?
Well, you can buy your sister something she'll actually love, like a gorgeous clutch. There's plenty of options in there with bags, gorgeous purses, wallets.
There are too.
So look, find the suggestion that most fits.
Yeah.
And we'll sort you out.
Well, the other thing that I think I'm going to be giving a lot this Christmas is, you know, the home improvement guides. Now, I've got four here that I think are very good. I've got home improvement for dummies, home maintenance for dummies, how to fix everything for dummies.
Electrocution
and,
for dummies.
And gardening for dummies. Now, I think they're all fabulous books. Now, you can buy them online for only $40 each.
Oh, that's good.
You know, because you need to fix up your shelves and your little tables and everything before you can put these gorgeous things on them. So, you know, nothing better than one of these home improvement for dummies, I don't think. Do you think that's a good idea, David?
Look, you know, you want to make sure that it's specific to the person that is struggling in those sorts of aspects, because we were talking before about re-gifting stuff. So we want to be... Look, just a few minutes thought means you're going to give something that's really appropriate to the person.
Yes, I know. My bay-marie of my existence, that re-gifting, I don't like
I know.
It. You know what I did like today, though? Somebody bought me a gift into the travel agency, but they didn't write on the bag that it came in, so you know,
you don't know who it's from.
Oh, I want that. I know who I'm going to put in there. I'm going to re-gift the bag.
Hey, talking about re-gifting, let's talk about re-lancing.
Oh, I wonder what he's up to this week.
Well, it could be anything happening.
Okay.
It is a soap opera beyond comparison.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Hello, Lance. Are you there, Lance?
Yes, I am, David. How are you?
Great to have you on the line. Russ and also Paul are here. We've got Joe. I don't know whether you were listening, but Joe's here from Hunting for George. We're talking about great Christmas gifts. What has been happening, though, in the days of our...
Lance.
What's been happening this week?
Look, I've gathered up some plates, or I did a while back anyway, some little Royal Dalton plates and that sort of thing, and I've sent them to a friend, a family friend that I've known for years. I find it a lot easier to give things away to people I know.
Yeah.
Less stressful. You've got emotional attachment to, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
And you know they're going to appreciate them, don't you, because you know that person.
That's right. That's correct.
That's a great idea, Lance. So we've been talking about giving gifts for Christmas tonight on the show, and it sounds like while you're packing up your house there and getting ready for the big move into the city, you might already have some gifts there that you can...
we'll just pop down and we'll just bring the wrapping paper.
I hope you're not having an open note on Thursday night, are you?
No, but it's all about divesting yourself of those things that you don't need anymore, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Tell us... Also, and, you know, I don't want to get too close to the bone, but this is possibly going to be your last Christmas in your family home of your life.
That's correct, yes. Look, I'm okay about that. Mm. You get to a stage where, you, in your mind, you've moved on.
Yeah.
We need to move on, and it's a long process, and I think when you're ready to say, right, that's it, then that's it. And I'm sort of coming to that stage now where... the attachment is not as great as it was before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're going to be moving on into a new and exciting life.
That's correct.
Well, you know, Lance, I live in Richmond. It's Russ here, and I know that you would love Richmond, Abbotsford or Collingwood are just going to be the best place for you when you move into
Port
the city.
Port Melbourne.
Exactly. So have you had a look in the online real estate guides or in the newspaper for any suburb that might be of any interest for you?
Look, I've had a look at different places. I've had actually gone with estate agents and had a look at different places.
Oh, good.
I have to admit, I like Carlton, Fitzroy, Collingwood area, or even the CBD itself.
Oh, good.
Yeah. All right. Well, nice. I mean, look, it's going to be a long process, as we well know, but it's great to catch up with you each week. I know we all enjoy talking to you and finding out what's been happening in days of our...
Lance.
So we'll catch up with you again next week just before the Christmas break.
All right, then. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lance.
Merry Christmas to you, Lance, and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year
I'm saying that because we're going to be talking to you
next week. Well, it's a week early, but at the same time, there's always a good time for Christmas cheer to be spread.
That's right.
Talk to you next week, Lance.
Talk to you next week.
Bye. Okay, so that was Lance, and he's still packing up his house and getting ready to move to Melbourne on Days for Our Lands, which is fantastic.
But importantly, he's got to that point where he's able to now let go. He's been in that house all his life with his parents, and he's now...
Huge move for him, isn't it?
Huge move.
It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It is. Now, look, we've been joined tonight with Joe Harris from Hunting for George. Now, Joe, you've got a special offer tonight.
Well, David, yes, we do.
Oh, you just told me beforehand. I've already been online taking advantage of your
this
special
This is only
offer.
For joysters, though, isn't
it?
It
is.
Oh, I love it. I love a thing for joysters.
Only. Look, we are going to offer 20% off store-wide.
What?
I know, store-wide.
Wow.
I know. Get out of town. Joy FM is your discount code.
So the code, if I'm doing a checkout on Hunting for George, Joy FM, and I get 20% straight off.
Yep, it'll get discounted from your cart.
Get on to that.
Well,
jump online now and have a look. Or come and visit us in store on Thursday. We're having a few champers in our space in Richmond for some late night shopping.
What time is that until?
5 until 8.
Okay, we'll pop that up on our post after the show when we do the podcast.
Beautiful.
It's been great having you here tonight.
Oh, thanks for having
and hopefully
me, guys.
Everybody has learned about maybe some of the gift-giving traditions that we have.
Some ideas.
Yes. Yep. Things that people are going to actually enjoy rather than go,
personalized.
Oh, my God, what
on earth
were they
again.
Thinking?
Oh, no. Oh, jocks and socks. Really? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ring.
I want
Although
chocolates.
If they're Aussie bums, I quite like the Aussie bum brand.
You are a bit of an Aussie bum, aren't you?
I have been known to have a few of those, yes.
Well, it's been good chatting with Joe.
It has been, yes. Anyway, have we got some...
We've got some announcements and then we'll finish off with a song, but we'll talk to you next week.
We'll be back at 9 o'clock next Wednesday.
See you soon, guys.
We've got an exciting show next week too.
Our house.
Oh, yes. We're not going to give anything about...
Christmas show. It's our Christmas
show. Not just yet.
No, we're not giving anything away yet. See you next week.
Ciao. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.